based rationalization. We talked about how do we rationalize supply, supplier base, so as we keep only the supplier, those who are continuously working on their total quality management, ensuring adherence of supplies, quality as well as pricing. Effective supplier management and development begins with determining the right number of suppliers on an organization should maintain. We can decide upon the item which we are buying for input, whether this and volume involved of those items, whether we should have one multiple vendors, and if it is multiple vendors, how many vendors we can have to avoid any stock-out situation, so it is always standby to one another. The process is called supply base rationalization. If we have for one item and we will have multiple suppliers, based on the parameter, performance parameters, we can decide whom, how many of them to be retained and how many based on the parameters which you have seen in the earlier slide. It involves eliminating suppliers who are incapable of achieving purchasing performance objective. This is a continuous process. If the vendor or supplier is inadequately meeting our objective, naturally he has to go out of the system, and also it is a continuous process. He can come back again provided if he is working on this improvement area in the future assignment if it is assigned to him. Supplier measurement techniques to identify the best performers and then develop strong business relationship with those suppliers. During the early phases, the process results in the reduction in the total number of suppliers. However, parallelly, the buying companies must search all over the possible places to get the best supplier. So as we say, it is not only rationalization, but it's also getting a new vendor or supplier based on the requirement, so as we can work on the overall cost as well as the other parameters related to procurement. It is possible to add some more best supplier to supply base, so as the efficiency and competitiveness among the suppliers improve the overall performance of procurement activity. Supplier base optimization results to improvement in cost, quality, delivery and increment sharing between buyer and supplier, which we spoke and reiterating in many of the previous sessions as well. So the critical factor is cost, quality, delivery and transparent and sharing information between the supplier and buyer. Instead of being responsible for thousands of suppliers, purchasing can concentrate on developing closer relationship with the core group of qualified suppliers. Based on the past performance as well as certain statistics which we can have from the internet base, so we can decide upon what type of relationship with how many number of suppliers we should have, and then define a group of vendor qualified supplier and a group of supplier establishment, so as to ensure that our overall effective procurement policies and processes are managed as per plan. The benefit include fewer quality and delivery problem, visibility to leading edge technology, input from supplier during product design, and hence lower product cost. We said we have to be transparent, involve the vendors during appropriate time of product development or alternative component. It is naturally the know-how and knowledge of those design from the supplier helps to improve the overall final product pricing by getting a right product cost. So it is natural those kind of supplier base can be looked at. There are many formal approaches for supply base rationalization. Let us look into it. You can look at the triage approach, formal approaches to supply base rationalization. You can look at the basis. There is a supplier performance on the axis, and look at that commodity A, commodity B, commodity C. There are multiple suppliers. See, we have supplier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you are seeing the different colors. There is a threshold and there is a world class performance. If the rating is higher, naturally he is a world class performer. In this case, we can see supplier 1 is the best among the 5 in all the commodity which he is supplying. It is seen that performance of supplier 1 is above world class, and and workforce level in case of all the three commodities. We must maintain the supply to develop the supplier in all these, not only develop, also involve the supply in all our communication and processes related to procurement in the appropriate stages in our process, in our procedures. It is seen that performances of supplier 2 and 3 are below world class level but above the minimum threshold level. In case of all these three commodities, we need to develop these suppliers. So there is a world class customer and also some of the suppliers are reached a threshold level. So we can work on those kind of supplier base so as to ensure, make them to move towards world class, so as we have multiple options of creating our supplier base appropriately. It is seen that performances of supplier 4 and 5 are below the minimum threshold level. This is unacceptable performance. We need to eliminate these suppliers. One is world class, second is threshold. Three of them are not reaching even the threshold level. It is natural they have to be eliminated from the system so as we can have the appropriate supplier base for our future orders and planning and management. Competency staircase approach. First, all suppliers must meet buyer's quality standard for consideration as a potential supplier. Supplier must then pass a series of hurdles like climbing a staircase. What it means? Let us try to understand. If the supplier to move to way to achieve a level which we wanted to get from him, there is a hurdle of each step he has to pass through so as he reaches the. Reaches the final stage of the staircase, so as he is be part of our supplier base. First hurdle, supplier ability to meet the purchaser technical requirements. It means if the first step or the hurdle is if the supplier is able to meet the technical requirement as per the specification given as part of purchase quotes. Second hurdle, production competency. Whether he is capable of producing those inputs based on our requirement. Third, delivery capability. Whether he is in a position to deliver time and he has adequate transportation facility if in case of just in time requirement and he is closer to our site. Fourth, willingness to share information. It's again sharing information and collaborating with each other. The size of the supplier does matter in some of the component, so it is large, smaller based on what how we have to engage with them. Supplier physical proximity, we spoke about the 2 points again, how closer he is located, so is that hurdle ensure the products are reaching on time. Each hurdle will result in fewer and fewer suppliers remaining in the system. By eliminating by validating all our supplier base based on these hurdles or these steps, so naturally some of the few of them will move off the supplier base and we will have a better supplier remaining supplier base which those can be looked at for reaching the threshold level or the world class base level. Improve or else approach. This approach provides all suppliers regardless of their performance history a chance to remain in the supply base. So once he is evaluated, once he know the performance is not up to the mark, so there is a possibility that we can give one more opportunity to demonstrate his skills and showing his performance history and his performance parameters. Once this is given and if he shows improvement, naturally he can be remain the system or promote of the system. It involves notifying all suppliers that they have a specified period to meet new purchase performance requirement, improved quality levels, improved delivery performance, reduced lead time and cost reduction or any other key performance indicators. It is important to notify our objective with each vendor and supplier to ensure with a specific time frame to meet our purchase standards and performance requirements. Related to quality, improved performance level, lead time related, cost reduction. If he is showing improvement towards achieving those objectives, naturally he will remain in the system. Supplier who fall short of this stated goals may soon be eliminated. Opportunity is given, time frame is given, naturally if he is still unable to achieve the goal, he has to move out of the system. supplier development to create a world-class supplier base. How do we work with the supplier and how do we develop them so as they move towards world-class supplier and be part of our world-class supplier base. Supplier development is the activity undertaken by the purchasers to improve the supplier performance and capabilities to meet the purchaser's short-term and long-term supply requirement. We talked about that in many sessions that we have to work with the supplier and develop him towards achieve our goals. It is natural his performance capabilities first to meet our requirement, and it can be a short term at that time, but we have to work with him for a long term assignment so as the supply requirements are met and he is working towards all the cost factors to ensure cost and service factor so as he can be part of the system. Organizations rely on variety of activities too, because the organization need to look at many elements so as to look at those elements very critically and analyze them to improve suppliers performance as follows. How do we improve the suppliers performance? So one is sharing technology. First, to give him adequate input related to the technological part of our product so as the inputs related to that product are adequately shared with him so as he can also create those capability within his system. Providing incentive to suppliers for improved performance. If out of two or three vendors, one supplier is doing well, we can give incentive in a form of additional order or the percentage of the overall order higher to those kind of suppliers. Creating healthy competition among suppliers. Creating healthy competition in the sense pitch each and every supplier to compete with each other healthily to achieve our end result. So as they compete with a single objective. Providing capital. If there is a need and a technology requirement for a supplier, there is possibility a company can think and help them adequate capital or required capital to provide such a kind of capability within their system. Direct involvement of personnel with the supplier through activities such as training. It is possible some of the personnel of the suppliers can be involved with training needs or getting the right inputs for our product. Looking at that process flow chart for implementation of supplier development strategy, how it works, identify critical commodities for development. We can say based on the parameter we can define what is the critical element. We should look at that. Identify critical suppliers for development. Identify those suppliers whom we can work with and develop them for future. Form cross-functional development team of purchasing, engineering and quality assurance. Create a group or set up people with a clear objective how we can move on this element. Meet the supply staff management team. It is always to engage the top management of the supplier and as well as the buyer, so it helps them to understand each other well and their goals very very, very clearly defined. Identify opportunities and probability for improvement. From the data and analysis, we can also look at that what type of opportunities available for probability of improvement. So as we can work with them to work on those kind of improvement area. Define key metrics and cost sharing mechanism. As part of any evaluation, metrics are defined so that you can share cost sharing inputs to him so as he can work on how to improve his own cost to pass on those benefits to the buyer. Reach agreement on key projects and joint resource requirement. We can work collaborate better for any specific project and involve those resource required among this group of supplier as well as the company. Monitor status of projects and modify strategies if necessary. So when we look at this kind of status regularly and reviewing about the project, we can take corrective action or modify strategy if there is a need to achieve our final goal. how to remove barriers to supplier development. For every when we are developing a supplier, there are many barriers. We have listed few of the barriers here. The barrier, the buying company's purchase volume does not justify development investment. There is a possibility a buyer needs a volume which is much lesser or not meeting the minimum investment required by the supplier. Then how to remove the barrier of this particular element? We can look at standardizing and single sourcing. Part standardizing is a way to increase volume orders with suppliers. This is very simple thing which we can look at that. Lack of executive support within the buying company for supplier development. There is possibility there is no support within the buying company for supplier development. So we are looking internally, there is no support coming out. So how to do it? Prove the benefits. Convince the management that company performance can improve of supplier performance. So once it is proven to the management, naturally we may work on this barrier. Supplier is reluctant to share information on cost and processes. It is possible the supplier is unwilling to share his cost component, so and other information related to the processes. Naturally it is difficult to work on the barrier. So some of the suggestions comes out is improve the communication, remove the misunderstanding, build trust with the supplier by taking help of a trustworthy person who can persuade the supplier to share the information. We can create an intermediary or within the company who can be a conduit between the supplier and the buyer, so as to establish this connect well, so get to overcome this barrier. Supplier does not trust the buying company. It is possible by sharing or the other information, the supplier is not believing the buyer, so naturally this is a big barrier. Improve the communication again, same way, it's a more collaborate, more transparent to build this trust among each other. Organizational cultures are poorly aligned. There is possibility the supplier organizational culture as well as the buyer's organization culture is different. So the challenge of accepting this alignment, so the barrier stands for. To overcome that, there is a possibility to adapt a new supplier development approach to local condition. Use a process consulting approach, analyze supplier's processes and tell them what is wrong. By this approach, supplier understands what customer wants. Spend a great deal of time communicating your expectation with supplier. Again, it is reiterating that we have to be transparent and be more communicative, sharing which will then establish this to overcome this kind of barriers. Lack of commitment on the part of supplier's management. The same way of no support from internal, there is a possibility the supplier management is not supporting that kind of support. Educate top management of the supplier about the impact of the development efforts. So the same way we can work with the supplier's management and show them what is the cost benefit and also as the future businesses. So it is possible that kind of engagement help to overcome these barriers. Continuing further, supplier management agrees to improvement but fails to implement the proposal. There are possibilities the supplier may agree whatever we communicate, but they fail to implement. So see what is the best way of doing this is go sit with them, help them why it is not getting implemented, find out the gap and help them to implement that so that overall benefit is achieved. Supplier lacks engineering resources to implement solution. Supplier lacks required information system. It is possible that we can extend our own site engineers to help them to overcome the problem and also to establish electronic data connect between the company as well as the supplier. Suppliers are not convinced that development will benefit them. How to persuade the supplier is one element which as a buyer or as a purchaser should know, so as we can help them to identify what exactly we are looking from this kind of working on this kind of parameter, so as the benefit is passed on to both of them. This development is more critical as in aspects of not only to the buyer but also to the supplier. Supplier lacks employee skill base to implement solution, which we said we can always extend this kind of barriers by overcoming and also organizing development skills through our own internal resources or from external training consultant. Approaches to overcome barriers. Companies have a variety of approaches to overcome barriers, which we spoke about a little bit in specific, barriers. Send personnel to help suppliers. It is possible to we extend our own people and help them to understand their problem and help them to overcome those, hurdles step by step by effective process mapping. Offer incentive to encourage suppliers, such as increasing order volume, holding annual award ceremonies. One possibility is to, for the right vendor and supplier, we can increase the volume of order and also having engagement session with the top management of both by holding some ceremony, annual events, and get the people, the top level management, get engaged, by providing, giving award based on their past performance. Use companies' competition to provide a threat to poor performance. As we state, we have multiple suppliers and we create an open and positive competition among themselves. If he is a poor performer, he naturally get affected. Withhold potential future business if the performance of the supplier is poor. If we identify with various parameters and his performance is not up to the mark, it is natural his potential future business with that kind of supplier can be withheld. So naturally to overcome problems. Thank you.